Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Friday, the 22nd of August 2025. Today's topic is the pillar of cloud and fire. Our text is taken from Numbers chapter 9 verses 15 to 23. Verse 15. And on the day that the tabernacle was reared up, the cloud covered the tabernacle, namely, the tent of the testimony. And at even there was upon the tabernacle, as it were the appearance of fire, until the morning. So it was always, the cloud covered it by day, and the appearance of fire by night. And when the cloud was taken up from the tabernacle, then after that the children of Israel journeyed. And in the place where the cloud abode, there the children of Israel pitched their tents. At the commandment of the Lord, the children of Israel journeyed, and at the commandment of the Lord, they pitched. As long as the cloud abode upon the tabernacle, they rested in their tents. Verse 19. And when the cloud tarried long upon the tabernacle many days, then the children of Israel kept the charge of the Lord, and journeyed not. And so it was, when the cloud was a few days upon the tabernacle. According to the commandment of the Lord, they abode in their tents, and according to the commandment of the Lord, they journeyed. And so it was, when the cloud abode from even unto the morning, and that the cloud was taken up in the morning, then they journeyed. Whether it was by day or by night that the cloud was taken up, they journeyed. Or whether it were 2 days, or a month, or a year, that the cloud tarried upon the tabernacle, remaining thereon, the children of Israel abode in their tents, and journeyed not. But when it was taken up, they journeyed. Verse 23. At the commandment of the Lord they rested in the tents, and at the commandment of the Lord they journeyed. They kept the charge of the Lord, at the commandment of the Lord by the hand of Moses. Key verse. Numbers chapter 9 verse 16. So it was always, the cloud covered it by day, and the appearance of fire by night. During the wilderness journey, the cloud that covered the tent of the Lord was a sign to the Israelites that the Lord was with them. The Israelites did not carry on walking when the cloud stopped over the tent. But when the cloud lifted and started moving, they would follow it. And wherever the cloud stopped, they would set up their camp. The cloud of God's presence showed the Israelites when to walk, when to stop, and where to go. The dark cloud guided them during the day, and the pillar of fire guided them at night. The children of Israel had a cloud to guide them. But how can you know the way God wants you to go when you need to make a difficult and important decision and you don't know what to do? When you ask Jesus to save you and you keep following him, the Holy Spirit who lives inside you guides you in a very special way. He put good thoughts in your mind. He lets your heart feel peaceful when you obey him, or he lets your conscience feel uneasy when you are going the wrong way. But relying only on feelings can sometimes be confusing. That is why God has given us the Bible as a light to guide us when the way ahead seems dark and unclear. Your duty is to read your Bible every day, think deeply on His Word, and be obedient to all that it commands you to do. Prayer for today. Heavenly Father, please lead me in the right path to take. In Jesus' name I pray, Amen. Further reading, Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 to 6. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk devotional for kids, visit us at www.sinsramilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.